me every single day and say, do this or do that. This all goes more or less through an executive board, that's the membership representation in sort of day-to-day governance of the RIFE NCC. The membership guides, again, through the board and also directly through these meetings, and we'll see that later on, guides our activities and our budget. Now, guides is a word I chose very carefully. Formally, it's the executive board that approves activities and the budget, but that doesn't work very well unless the membership formally approves the fees, membership fees. That's what we call a charging scheme that's also available on the web, of course, together with the activity plan and the budget. Now, the policies under which we operate to allocate numbering resources are made by you, by the industry at large, by people who participate in the meetings, by people who participate on the mailing list. It's an open process. As Rob said, subscribe to the mailing list, you don't even have to come to the meeting. Our service region, see, and I updated this. I apologize. I made a big fuss about this slide. I apologize. Anyway, our service region, as Rob has said, is Europe, and does not, absolutely does not include Africa anymore. So, I start with Erin and the northwestern corner. It's the American registry for internet numbers. Then we have, on the southwestern corner, we have LACNIC. They sit in Montevideo and are responsible for the Latin America and Caribbean region. That's a few about that color. Violet colors in the Caribbean. Then we have APNIC, operating out of Brisbane, in the southeastern corner. APNIC stands, as you can guess, for Asia-Pacific Network Information Center, and obviously they are responsible for quite a large part of Asia. And then I'm happy to say that Africa now is also served by a new registry that has been recognized, I think, 3 weeks ago by ICANN. It's AFRINIC. They operate out of a number of places, operation center in South Africa and the administrative center on Mauritius. And as you see, what happened before last year, roughly, is that Erin was responsible also for administration of the southern half of Africa and ourselves for the northern bit, but this is all now some happy other color and served by AFRINIC. Okay, the international situation, as I said, APNIC, ARIN, LACNIC, AFRINIC, there's none. They all came in at some point in time. What we have relatively new is a number resource organization, which is basically a coalition of the RIRs. We also have the Internet Assigned Numbers Authority, IANA. Those are the people who allocate address blocks to ourselves so that we can give them to our members. Smaller slices. This is how it looks on the day-to-day operation of the basic. Basically, yes, in the bottom corner, right, and some of the right attendees obviously are also our members who talk to us, get addresses directly from us. Then we get them from IANA, and the same, of course, goes all for the other RIRs. That includes AFRINIC, and I made a new slide this morning, which has gone somewhere. That is here in this. See, I worked on this already. Sorry. That's a bit messy. Now, the political context, in any case, is similar to that. Basically, what we have here is a row of RIRs that includes AFRINIC, right to say that. And we deal together through the NRO, the Number Resource Organization, with external parties. Obviously, there's IANA, we get our addresses from IANA, so we deal together through our communities in setting up a global addressing policy that then IANA is bound to follow in giving us, allocating us address space. But of course, there's also the political overhead, what is ICANN, what are they doing for us and others. And there are other parties, as the IETF, as the Internet Society, ISOP, people like those who also work together with the NRO and through the NRO with all the RIRs together. will be, I must have done something really strange. Something really funny happened this morning when I fixed this up. This is how I wanted it to look like. I just talked about that. Now, setting up our activities as the right NCC. We don't just go ahead and do what we want to do. We have an executive board, 5 people. We have the right NCC services working group, which Rob has just mentioned. And we sometimes do surveys, membership services, stakeholder service, but also listen to other people like, as I said, the Internet Engineering Task Force, ISOC, whoever is out there might have an interest in what we might be doing. They can come to the meetings, they can send me emails and call me. So we take all this into account, and then what we do as the secretariat, as the RIVE-NCC, is we draw up an activity plan, the RIVE-NCC activity plan. And that then is presented, or actually it's a support document that is presented to the general meeting, to all our members, coming together twice a year, usually around the RIVE meetings. And they look at this document, look at the associated budget draft, and do some thinking, hopefully a few weeks before the meeting, and then come to the meeting and tell us, this is a good idea or this is not a good idea. So there's some feedback there. As I said, those meetings happen regularly at the right meetings. This time it'll be the Thursday afternoon. I think it's 5 o'clock. So if any of you are members and want to attend the meeting, have a say in, for instance, re-electing some members of the board, you can come, but you'll have to register so that we know who's coming, that we can prepare lots of paperwork in advance, or we need a paperwork. So if you haven't registered yet, please go ahead and do register. Now, what are our tasks? We distinguish between coordination and other services. You see here membership services. Those are services that we only give to our members, and that mainly is allocation of internet numbers. Then we do coordination services for the community or the internet at large. Part of that is supporting the RIVE-WIS database. And we also do, that's a relatively new thing, information services, where we take a lot of information of underlying data and try to repackage that in a way that is relatively easily understood also for politicians, for journalists and the like. It becomes increasingly important that we do that. Then, as I said, we're one of 5 regional internet registries. Why do I distinguish here? Now, running the regional internet registry is basically giving out, registering internet resources. We do some more things. For instance, we do run the K root name server. Now, some very few statistics. Well, we are in Amsterdam. Starting in 92, we had 3 staff. We didn't have any formal members. We didn't have any local internet registers because we started out not doing these things. I was added a bit later. And we run on about a quarter of a million €3 European currency units per year. Now we have about 90 staff, slightly more currently, from about 24 nationalities, up and down always a bit. We, at the end of last year, I should say 2004, we had nearly 4,000 members, so we are slightly growing. We'll probably make the 4,000 this year, we think. We have about 2 million objects in the database, and the current budget we are running on for several years now is 10.7 million, that was last year, also again this year, roughly that number. So soon you might see a few of these people running around sooner or later. That's my board. That's me. And we have a chief technical officer, Andrei Obachevsky, who is not in the room, I don't think. Then we have chief financial officer, that's Jochen Rauf. He is here. And we have head of member services and communications, and observing from the last row is Paul Rendek. Okay. And I saw him running past with children a little bit earlier, as Daniel Kahnberg, you might see him also. Good. And of course, you're welcome to talk to all of these people if you see them. Ask any questions. So again, We are a not-for-profit association. While we have a substantial budget, not-for-profit, we are a legitimate operation. We have been set up by the community, by the attendance at the Riot meeting, and we are run by our members since a long time ago already, so we are stable. So that you find a thing. What's not saying there? And again, important, we are a bottom-up industry self-regulatory structure. The community, and especially our members, tell us what to do. Open, transparent, and mutually impartial. And that's the main presentation here. And why do I say this? That's important that we are a bottom-up industry self-regulatory structure, although it's quite a mouthful. That we are open and transparent and impartial and all that. As Rob has mentioned, there is over the last few years, a certain movement in some governments, and many governments, who think, oh, isn't that like telephone, so should we do that ourselves? And you might have heard about the World Summit on Information Society, WISIS, that has happened in the first big summit event 1.5 years ago, roughly, in Geneva. The second one will be happening in Tunis at the end of this year. It's a high-level governmental summit, and we strive, together with our colleagues from similar other organizations, the Internet Society, for instance, the country code, top-level domain people, CCTLDs, to impress onto the government and the journalists and the world at large that this is a working, good principle, bottom-up. It does work for a long time, and they should look at this, they should participate, the government should participate in the process. And we've done, we've seen a very, very nice example of that about 10 days ago at the ARIN meeting, where we had members of the Department of Justice coming, participating in the discussions. We had also remote participation from, I think, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. An email was sent that was read out in the meeting. So, yes, governments do participate, can participate, and also remotely, so that, of course, doesn't only go for governments, but for the rest of the community as well. And that brings me to the end of my presentation. Thank you for the 15 minutes. I apologize. If you have any questions for both of us, we're here. The mics are there. Okay, well, we are here for the whole week, so come grab